Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
You're very welcome to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast today, and we thank you for joining with us, and we do pray that God will bless you through the preaching of the Word and the ministry in song. Let us pray for God's blessing. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we come to you through the name of our great Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We come reverently because Thou art the great I Am, the Almighty, the judge of all the earth, the one before whom all things are open and naked, the one before whom we have to do. And we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, our Redeemer, our Saviour. And we come through him. We ask that thou would look upon us as in Christ, be gracious to us. We pray that by thy Spirit that thou would open up the Scriptures to us to enable us to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou hast declared in thy word that we who trust in Christ are accepted in the beloved, and we thank thee for this wonderful truth. And we do pray for any who are watching the broadcast who as yet have never come into the joy and blessing of knowing Christ personally as Savior, that thou would speak to them. For those that know Christ, encourage them, comfort them. So open up the scripture to us and bless us this evening, we ask, in our Savior's name. Amen. Our scripture reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, from verse 10. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. May God bless this reading of his precious word. We're now going to have our second hymn, Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, describes the experiences the shepherds had in the fields the night the Saviour was born. Verse 10 tells us, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Now, the Christmas celebrations are over. Well, that is for most of us. Not for Mr. Andrew Park, as he terms himself, Mr. Christmas. Usually at this time of year, newspaper articles appear, because Andy, an electrician in England, claims to celebrate Christmas every single day of the year. Newspaper articles list so many thousands of turkeys, Brussels sprouts, and mince pies he has eaten. Yes, it's estimated he sent to himself over 200,000 Christmas cards. Well, I'm certainly not recommending you follow his example. However, it made me think. And think about this. There are gifts from Christmas that we can unwrap every day and enjoy them afresh. And they're listed here in this passage of Scripture. I want to speak about three of them that are mentioned. Gifts that you can enjoy every day for the rest of your life if you know Christ. You can unwrap them, as it were. They're yours if you have received God's unspeakable gift, that is the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The first one I see that's emphasized here is freedom from fear. Freedom from fear. The angel said to the disciples, "Be not afraid, don't fear." And in chapter 1, verse 13, an angel told Zacharias, "Fear not." And then in verse 30, an angel said to Mary, "Fear not." And now to the shepherds, the same message, "Fear not." Why? Because the Savior has been born. Now, it is human to fear. We have many fears. Fears of loneliness, fears of sickness, fears of the future, fears of what will happen. Maybe even now as you listen, you're experiencing some fear in your life. It is natural. And yet, the angel said, "Don't be afraid." Why? Because the one born that night in Bethlehem is Christ, the Lord, verse 10. He's Lord. And so if you know him as Savior, you can know that in the natural fears of life, that you can rest assured that your Savior is in control of all events, for he is Lord. Nothing happens without his permission. He has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." He has promised, Christian, that his grace is sufficient for you in every situation. What's the root cause of fear? Well, we need to go back to the Garden of Eden. Fear came into the world when we're told that after Adam and Eve had sinned, God came in the cool of the evening to fellowship with them. But Adam and Eve tried to hide behind the trees. And God called out to them, "Where art thou, Adam?" And Adam answered, "I hid because I was afraid." Fear had never been in their dictionary up to that time. Fear came into the world because of sin. Now, I'm not suggesting that every fear we have in our lives is because of personal, individual sin, but the fact that because we live in a sinful world and are descended from Adam and Eve and are sinners by nature, that's why we have fears and live in a world with so much fears. But yet, we can be free from fear because the one born in Bethlehem is Christ the Savior. He came to save his people from their sins. What is it we fear most? Well, death is first on the list of many polls that experts do. The fear of death. Why do we fear death? Hebrews 9:27. Because after death, the judgment. Fear comes when we realize that one day we'll stand before God as the judge. And he knows everything about us, our very thoughts and intents of our hearts. He is righteous and holy. Naught that defileth can enter into his presence. We're sinners. How can I stand before God? How can I face that day? That's why people don't want to think about death. Because it's after death, the thought of standing before the holy God. But thank God, in the one born in Bethlehem, that fear is overcome. because he came into the world. Why? Hebrews 2 and 14 tells us that God the Son took a human nature that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful truth to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior and that he has defeated Satan, death, and sin. And when you stand that day at the judgment before God, you'll stand bold, not in yourself, but bold in that great day. Why? Because you're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Are you ready for that day? But there's another gift mentioned in this passage, not only freedom from fear, but there is here a peace that lasts, a peace that lasts. The angel said, peace. And thank God Christ came to give a peace that never ends. Peace with him. Peace with God. You can know that all is right between you and the great God. When you receive the gift of Jesus Christ as Savior, you have peace with God. He is our peace. Colossians 1:20, he made peace by the blood of his cross. What a wonderful blessing it is to know that your sins are taken away and you're at peace. I love the story of many years ago on a battlefield. A soldier lay badly injured, dying. A chaplain rushed to his side, and realizing the serious condition of the soldier, he urged him, quickly, make peace with God. Man said, no, I don't need to. Make peace with God. You don't have long to live. And the soldier said, I'm too late. No, you're not. Make peace with God. He said, you don't understand. The soldier was a believer. He said, I'm too late. Because as I face death, I know that my Lord and Savior made peace with God for me 2,000 years ago. That's what it means to know the peace of God. To be able to say, in the words of Romans, that chapter 5, that therefore being justified, declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's one of the great gifts you have in him. We have peace. But then, of course, even as a Christian, there are troubles come into our life. And we need the peace of God for those troublesome situations. But thank God, we know that Christ said to his disciples, my peace I give unto you. Not necessarily a change in our circumstances, but a calmness and a contentment that whatever happens, the God of peace is with us. In John 16 and 33, Christ said, these things have I spoken unto you. He said that in me ye might have peace. Philippians 4, that well-known passage, tells us, the peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God will be like a fortress around your thoughts and your emotions. That's speaking about the Christian realizing the God of peace is with them. Gifts you can open every day of the year and enjoy them afresh that come from Christmas. Christmas means Christ sent forth. Christ was sent forth that night in Bethlehem. And the angels announced, we have the gift through Christ of freedom from fear, a peace that lasts. And here's a third one, joy. Joy that satisfies. In verse 10, great joy. Now, sin mars everything in this life. But the angel announced that the birth of the Savior, that he would bring a lasting joy, the joy of sins forgiven. I shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have the joy of the forgiveness of sins. And you have the joy of becoming a son of God. John 1 verse 12, Christ said, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name, the authority to become a son of God. Now, we are those who trust in Christ are adopted sons of God. Now, we need to spend a moment on that. Adoption in the New Testament is not referring to the taking in of a family of a young baby or toddler. No, it's referring to a Roman legal act that took place in those days. It happened when a rich Roman individual would one day publicly, legally adopt. It could be his biological son. It may be a nephew or a relative, or it could be someone not even in his family. But there would be the legal declaration that this young man is now my legal heir, entitled to all my wealth. And we're told in the book of Ephesians and the book of Romans that by faith in Christ, when we are saved, we are adopted sons. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We share in all who Christ is and all that he has. You know, the Bible actually says that believers one day will share his glory. Actually, in Revelation 3:21, it talks about believers sitting with him on his throne. Those are the blessings. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. When you come to Christ as Savior and begin to learn of the great blessings that you have in Christ, you can't help but be joyful. You see, our joy is not on just a feeling. Joy is Christ. It's his joy. That's the great truth. You know, at this very moment, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is actually praying in heaven for all the believers who are watching this program, and indeed all believers in the world. And he's praying this, John 17:13, Father, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Are you saved? Do you have this joy that's only found in Christ? We used to sing a chorus when many years ago in the children's meeting, happiness is to know the Savior. Happiness is the Lord. Now, we're talking not just as the world talks about happiness, happiness based on happenings, but we're using that word in the sense of a deep down joy that sorrow can't take away. They may be opposites in a dictionary, sorrow and joy, but not spiritually. Even in the depths of sadness, we can have a joy because, as Paul said, rejoice in the Lord, in the Lord. We always have this joy every day. You know, at Christmas time that's just passed, many a lady received perfume. I wonder how many received the best perfume. You see, in the 20th century, at the end of the century, they had a vote by perfumers, those who make the perfumes, as to which was the scent of the 20th century. The perfume that won that competition was called, or is called, Joy. Joy. It even beat Chanel 5. Not that I know too much about perfume, but I was reading on it. A 30 milliliter bottle takes 10,000 jasmine flowers, 28 dozen roses to make it. This scent called Joy. And I love the story that appeared many, many years ago in a magazine. And it's a true story of how someone purchased this very expensive, beautiful perfume called Joy. And they sent it to a friend or loved one. But in the post, it got broken. And so when it arrived, all the recipient had was a faint scent on the wrapping paper that soon disappeared. I smiled at that story. Because thank God, when you have the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a joy that never ceases. And the angel said in Luke 2, verse 10, unto you, this message is for you and I. And so we can unwrap these gifts of Christmas, meaning Christ sent forth, his birth, we can unwrap them every day. You know, I was thinking that many sang carols over the Christmas season without understanding their meaning, without understanding what they're about. And the sad thing is, so many in our society today have no time for Christ. They've no time for the one born in Bethlehem. They're like the innkeeper who said, no room in the inn. They've no room for the Lord Jesus Christ. When my wife and I were in missionary training many years ago, we had a wonderful teacher called Bill Dillon, and he and his wife ministered in Chicago, and they both wrote the music and the words to many hymns and choruses that are well known. I have a book of their Christmas carols, and there's one in particular that's a real favorite. Think about it. I think it sums up the message of Christ and what it means to have him as Savior. It's called The Babe in the Manger. Do you worship the babe in the manger, but reject the Christ of the cross? Your redemption comes not by the manger, but the death of Christ on the cross. The chorus is, if you worship the babe in the manger, but ignore the blood of God's Son, to you Christ is only a stranger till you trust the work he has done. The babe left the manger and went to the cross to pay the wages of sin. Your way of forgiveness is not by the babe, but the Christ who died for your sin. Oh, the Savior born in Bethlehem is the one who offers you these gifts, gifts that you can open every day for the rest of your life and enjoy them. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we do confess before you that we're often fearful, have no peace, downcast. Enable us to look to Christ. Any that know not thee as Savior, enable them to trust in him and receive these gifts. Lord, may our desire be like the Apostle Paul, that I may know him. Because we know as we get to know him in a deeper way, then we'll come to appreciate these wonderful gifts. Bless us, we pray, in our Savior's name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.